Hello.
Okay, so let's see.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, it's Rachel from Because We Care. How are you doing?
Hey, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering, I got your IDs. Thanks for sending them. What state were you born in? And
Georgia.
Georgia. And have you ever changed your name legally?
No, I have not.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to put in your background check. Look out for an email from G-Checks, okay?
Okay. I also had a question. When I was filling out the W-4, I believe.
Yeah.
So since I have another full-time job, do I put down multiple jobs on that?
So I unfortunately, I can't help you with it because it's like a liability issue. But I think you should. Do you have anybody in your family that could? You could also look it up online.
Yeah, I can also do that. But we did not discuss wage, and that's something that I do have to put on that form.
Okay,
so what would the wage be estimated?
So we start at $14 an hour.
And how does the pay go, like, half?
We pay weekly.
Well, I'm talking about, like, since I'll be caring for my grandmother, how do I get paid by the hour? Like, do I document hours?
No, so we have an app, and you clock in and out of it.
Now, does this happen every time I take her to, like, the doctor or something, or, like?
So she's approved for a certain amount of hours. So let's say, I don't know how many hours it is, but let's say it's 35 hours a week, right?
Okay.
So that's 5 days a week, 7 hours a day. So for 7 hours a day, you would clock in. I mean, I'm just making up a time. I don't know how many hours she's approved for, but that would have, so every day you would clock in for those 7 hours.
Okay, I got you. Because I was just confused because I'll be living with her. So you're just saying just to clock in because I'm living with her and I'm assisting
her?
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So good luck with that W-4 and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.